Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Here on the show live today, the day after Christmas, and we got a lot to get into today. Could be a very exciting show. The show is coming together literally at the last moment for a number of different reasons. Mike Sempervivi is still under the weather, although he is expected to be back tomorrow. As a result, I believe that we will be joined by a special co-host here today. We're working on getting that set up as we speak right now. But in the meantime, we've got a lot of news to talk about today. And also in the final segment of the show, what I do know is going to happen, what I can confirm, is that the Doctor of Lucha himself, Steve Sims, is going to return to the show. We got a lot to talk about. Raul Mata's death, the Hall of Fame, L.A. Park going into the Hall of Fame, Ultimo Guerrero not going into the Hall of Fame. There's a lot that we can talk to Dr. Lucha about here today. And of course, if you're around today, we can take your phone calls, emails, text messages, and more. I know the week of Christmas for a lot of people is kind of an off week, and so I'm not sure what kind of feedback we're going to get today, but hey, we're available and live if you're there. The phone number, 844-411-5411. That is toll-free, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. Whatever is on your mind is fair game here today. So we're going to get into all of it. We've got news on Jon Jones, UFC 232. We've got the Christmas Day edition of SmackDown that has been, it aired last night. We had a couple of interesting things on that show, including a championship change and AJ Styles beating up Vince McMahon. Which, in your opinion, is more appalling? AJ Styles beating up a 73-year-old Vince McMahon, or that day that Daniel Bryan threatened to punch a baby? We've got a new title coming to WWE, the Raw Women's Tag Team titles, or SmackDown, or both. We don't even know what they're doing. But there will be women's tag team titles and a lot more as well. So stick around and we will kick it off after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi still ill. He'll be back tomorrow, I believe. And his place today is Filthy Tom Lawler. Tom, how are you doing today?
I am doing spectacular, Brian. How about yourself?
Very well. So, of course, the first thing we do when we come on the air is I say, hey, Tom, I just want you to know that there's obviously no swearing here on Wrestling Observer Live. And then, of course, the first thing I have to ask you about is John Jones. UFC 232 pay-per-view moved from Las Vegas to Los Angeles due to a John Jones testing abnormality. John Jones tested for a trace amount of the same metabolite that was found in his system in 2017. It's 2019 next week. USADA has ruled the test was caused by a residual amount of the substance from 2017. Will not sanction Jones, but Nevada didn't feel it could license him. California will. There was a trace of oral tyrannobol, the size of 1/50 millionth of a grain of sand, that was found in his sample. And so as a result, they are letting him fight. They are moving the entire pay-per-view. All of the fighters, all of the fans, everybody that was heading to Las Vegas now has to redirect themselves to Los Angeles or just get their money back. What do you think about this, Tom?
It sucks really, really bad for a lot of people involved. The fighters who are also on the card, who now have had their whole week upended. It's not the easiest week to go through fight week preparation. Regardless, now you have to travel hours, which you were not prepared for. You have to change all of your accommodations. Your team has to change their accommodations. Your fans, God forbid you have fans that you've created on your own, they have to change their accommodations. There's been a laundry list of fighters who I could name who have had their names and careers run through the mud by the UFC and USADA and the way that they handle the drug testing process. And yet here they are, willing to do everything they can to clean up the record of John Jones. And it's demoralizing. It's sad in many, many ways. And it sucks. It sucks bad. It's a black eye on the sport, which is already battered and beaten as it is.
You know what's funny about the situation here is that...
Nothing?
There's some stuff that's just kind of funny. I mean, it's mostly based on what other people say about it, but I mean that whole thing that they're talking about where it was a grain of sand in an Olympic swimming pool. That's how much Tyrannobol was in his system. Like, so what? I mean, everyone else's drug tests throughout history, if you had a grain of sand in your Olympic pool, like, that's it, right?
Yeah, I had less than the grain of sand that they just found in my Olympic-sized swimming pool of a substance which is, you know, far less suspicious when it comes to how many times it's been found in other substances and in supplements and stuff like that. So, I mean, they're just willing to bend over backwards for John Jones as it is. So I don't know what the deal is. I don't know if he's got some real inside information. I mean, it's not that hard to take a look and find out that his brothers, who are professional athletes, have also had drug test problems in the past. So why is everybody so willing to just bend over backwards for him in this instance? Change an entire card the week of? Good God.
Also, people,
you know what?
Yes.
The only thing I can hope of is that the Golden Boy MMA show outdraws the UFC in the same location.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
Short notice at the Forum.
You know, a couple of other things. Like, if I recall correctly, the first Tyrannobol failure, he had between 30 and 80 picograms, right? Between 30 and 80. And then this test, he had, I think they said 60, all right? So, like, the odds are between 30 and 80, if you look at the average between 30 and 80, and then the current test being 60, I mean, it's possible that the level in his system went up, not down, right?
Well, there's a pulsing effect.
A pulsing effect. How come I've never heard of that for anybody else?
And why was there not a pulsing effect on these tests that were in between the previous tests?
Yeah, the 8 tests or whatever that he passed, and then all of a sudden he's got it in his system again. And then my other favorite, people go, well, why would he take it so close to the fight? You'd have to be an idiot. And it's like, well, everyone who fails a drug test is an idiot. I mean, you know how many idiots we've had in the history of, like, every person who's ever failed a drug test has largely been an idiot, right? Name an exception.
Yes. I don't know. I mean, Krokop pretty much got away with it.
He was an idiot, though. He didn't get away with it.
Yeah, he did.
No, he did. Yes. They tested him, and he admitted he was on growth hormone. But they never found the growth hormone in the test, so if he would have just shut up, he wouldn't have been popped.
Yeah, but then the UFC released him, so he could do whatever he wanted.
Well, the point was, he was an idiot.
Well.
So, like, the excuse that...
He was such an idiot, he went to Ryzen and won their heavyweight Grand Prix and probably reinvigorated his career.
My point is, Tom, the idea that you'd have to be an idiot to fail, and so therefore there's no way that he could do this because you'd have to be an idiot to do it. I mean, that's the stupidest excuse. That is literally the dumbest excuse I've ever heard for anybody. You'd have to be an idiot to do this. That's everybody who ever fails a drug test. They're all idiots. You take something too close to a date where you know you're going to be tested. Whatever. I mean, how do you not fail a drug test without making a stupid mistake? Thank you.
Virtually impossible.
So that's the John Jones story, everybody. And there you go. Let's talk about some other news here. I had one other point, but I don't care. I've been talking about John Jones for weeks. I forget. I can't even remember.
Oh.
It's like so many stupid things about it that they all run together.
A lot of people now are, you know, reaching out to me or talking to me about it. And it's like, I'm so over this, you know, like,
yeah, you're a wrestling superstar now. Who cares?
When you've lived the absolute worst situation and been in the doldrums due to it for years, this is no surprise.
I remember what I was going to say. So every now and then when Dave and I talk about drug testing, we talk about that how long a steroid's going to stay in your system or whatever. And the most famous steroid was decadurabolin. And it was a very effective steroid. As Dave noted, not a ton of side effects. Lots of guys used it in wrestling in the 80s and such. But it would stay in your system for a long time. So it's like a bad steroid to take if you're drug testing, right? 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's say, Tom, that I took some deca. All right. And I took it and then 2 months later, I take a test and I fail.
It stunted your growth.
Okay, so I failed a drug test for Deca 2 months after I took it, okay? So now let's say it's still going to be in my system for 16 more months, all right? Does that mean that, like, I can fight again even if I fail a drug test 6 months later because it's the same Deca that I put in my system earlier? Of course not.
Well, it's not the same exact thing, but there have been instances.
No, they're claiming it's a metabolite of the same Tranibol he failed for 2 years ago. If it's still in his system, he should not be able to fight.
I understand that. I'm saying that there have been times where USADA and these other drug testing agencies put a substance on a list, and then people come back positive for it, and they still allow them to compete because it's ruled that they ingested it prior to it being on the list. That's obviously not what happened here.
Case, yeah.
But there are instances in which, you know, I guess that could happen.
All right, wrestling news. WWE Women's Tag Team Championships are coming. Vince announced this while dressed as Santa Claus on Raw.
Are you ready? The chop and rolls are coming for those belts.
Dude, we may be the only team left. John Cena's coming back. This one's interesting. So John Cena did an interview about 2 weeks ago or so, and he says, I'm coming back only for house shows. I'm not wrestling any TV dates. So then Vince McMahon shows up on TV and says, John Cena's, he's coming back to Raw and SmackDown. Somebody thought that he was, like, returning. Well, it looks like he's returning for a Raw and a SmackDown, and then he's going to go make movies again. So I think Vince is blatantly trying to mess with us here, he's feeding us a line of BS. And then we can talk about some SmackDown notes from last night. Did you watch SmackDown, Filthy?
No, I didn't.
I didn't either. All right, back in a moment, Observer Live.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today. at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler joining us. Dr. Luch will be here in the next segment. Neither of us watched SmackDown, but I can tell you what happened on the show. Rusev, 6 months too late, won the U.S. title from Shinsuke Nakamura, who hadn't done a damn thing with the belt. Change is here. And AJ Styles knocked out Vince McMahon, who's 73 years old. I don't know if he's turning heel. I don't know if they're just trying to give him an edge. I don't know if Vince is just trying to motivate him. I don't know what the storyline is, but those are the big two notes from SmackDown. I'll try and watch it later on this week, but honest to God, after watching 3 hours of Raw on Christmas Eve, like, Christmas Day came, and I was so excited I didn't have to do any work, and like, at midnight, I realized, I was supposed to watch SmackDown. Nah, whatever. I went to bed. So that's the story of my SmackDown viewership on Christmas. But I'll try and watch it at some point this week. I presume it was the same thing for you, Tom?
Great radio.
Thank you.
No, I went in knowing I wasn't going to watch it yesterday.
We'll see. There you go. Got a note here for those of you that listen to the other shows that we do on this website, of which there are abundance at WrestlingObserver.com. Frank here notes, there's a long email. I'll respond to him later. But he basically says, I love the review of the Ultimate Warrior VHS tape that you did a couple of days ago on the Brian and Vinny show. The VHS tape was $9.99, a part of a new campaign from Coliseum Video, where the WWF tapes would only be 1 hour and sold in grocery stores, drug stores, and video rental places. The other Coliseum home video titles, those other VHSs that went about 2 hours, Tom, you get one guess. What did they sell for?
$9.99.
$59.95.
Oh my God, what?
Yep. Back in the day, those videos containing classics like Warlord versus Coco Beware, Hacksaw versus Bigelow, Tugboat versus Earthquake, and Bushwhacker matches, $59.95.
Hey, how many five-star matches does he have running down the Bushwhackers?
Well, the Bushwhackers are not the Sheepherders, Tom. I hate to tell you. I've watched them both. Let's go to the phones here, see what's on this guy's mind. You're on the air. What's up?
Hi, Brian. Hi, Tom. Hope you guys had a great Christmas.
Yep.
My question's for Tom, if that's okay. With this Jones stuff, I started thinking, and you can, like, I hope this isn't, like, too close to home or anything like that, but I was wondering, how close is someone from the inside do you think the UFC fighters are coming to, like, unionizing? I know UFC's gone to great lengths to stop that, but, like, have you ever been approached or have you ever had discussions with anybody about unionizing or even going on strike or anything like that? Because this is, frankly, beyond ridiculous.
Yeah, I have actually. I signed the Project Spearhead unionization card in the past, so I'm all for, or at least trying to find out if we are employees or having somebody rule on it. I don't think it's downside to the fighters at all, but honestly, fighting is such an individual sport, and the personalities involved are not very trustworthy. To the other fighters, I personally, there would have to be like an outside governing body of some sort, because I don't trust the other fighters that are involved in this game at all. So the unionization,
you don't trust John Jones and
no, but I don't think it's very close at all, to be honest. You know, I think there's too many roadblocks. I think with Trump in there now in office, we see that the Leslie Smith labor negotiation deals have been kind of shut down. The what seems like the Robert Macy group with the MMA FA, it seems like their lawsuit kind of keeps getting pushed back and back and back, and stuff keeps getting put on ice there. So I don't think it's any closer to happening than it was a year ago, and I don't think it's very close at all.
All right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys? Tim in Miami.
Yes, Tim.
First of all, thank you both for another tremendous Christmas show. You helped get me through another holidays at my parents'
house. Yeah, thanks, Tom.
I have a question for you, Brian. But first, Tom, I just want to say that UFC will never get another penny of my money, because in my mind, there's nothing lower than millionaires and billionaires who screw with the incomes of working people, hardworking people, just because they can. So I'm done with UFC after the crap that they pulled. But, Brian, my question for you is, I was reading on the board, and I don't know if this came from you or Dave on yesterday's Observer Radio or if it's just people on the board, but should Ronda be in the discussion for Wrestler of the Year? Maybe I don't understand the award, so maybe you can help me understand it, but how can somebody who wrestled maybe 15 matches all year, getting her hand held through most of them, how can that person be considered Wrestler of the Year?
Because Wrestler of the Year is supposed to take into account everything. Supposed to take into account your wrestling matches, your value to the company, your position on the card, everything. And if you're a person, what was that?
Shouldn't you have to be then strong in all categories? Like, how can you be so weak in the wrestling category?
But she's not that weak in the wrestling category, dude.
I think she is. If you look at the,
I know you think she matches, but I mean, there are people far, far weaker than her in the wrestling category. But the thing is, listen, WWE signed a gigantic deal with Fox. And Fox, one of the reasons that they signed WWE to that deal was the presumption that Ronda Rousey is going to be all over the show. That's extraordinarily valuable to the company. That her value to the company is more than anybody else's anywhere except for Conor McGregor. And so if you're one of those people... If you're one of those people that doesn't want to vote for a UFC fighter for a Wrestler of the Year, which you shouldn't because there's a separate category for the fighters, I mean, you could argue that the most valuable person of all for WWE was Ronda Rousey, especially with Roman going down and her being the face of the company.
Well, let me ask you this, Brian. If they were negotiating those TV deals today, would they get what they got a year ago?
No, I don't think so. Because the numbers today are down from where they were when they were negotiating. When they were negotiating, they were up year over year. Now they're down significantly year over year. They were in the perfect period to do those negotiations back then.
My point is they've had Ronda here for a year.
Yeah, they also lost John Cena and Roman Reigns.
Well, but if she was that valuable, they shouldn't be tanking the way they've been.
No, you're looking at it the wrong way, Tim. I want to thank you very much for the call. This is the exact same thing I talked about the other day. I heard for years that if John Cena were so valuable, the company wouldn't be where it was in terms of ratings and everything. And I heard the same thing about Roman Reigns. If Roman Reigns was so valuable, why are the ratings here? Why is business here? Blah, 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 blah. Well, the reality is, once we lost John Cena, we found out that, in fact, John Cena was keeping it from going deeper than it was. And the same thing with Roman Reigns. Yeah, they're at record lows right now for shows built around Baron Corbin. And yes, I know some people want to blame Ronda, but there's no guarantee that if you got rid of Ronda, they wouldn't sink even lower. She could be propping them up right now. We had Cena propping them up, and we had Roman propping them up. So I can't sit here and go, it's all Ronda's fault they're hitting record lows. Look at this show. The show sucks. She's in like one segment per show. And really, the only worthwhile segment on Monday's show at all involved Ronda Rousey. The only one. So no, I cannot accept that she's tanking this show. Any thoughts, Tom? You don't even watch Raw.
No, but I know enough to know that she is probably the current biggest star on that show. Whenever wrestling is brought up to me by people outside of the wrestling world, well, for some reason, usually it's about Ronda Rousey, probably because of my MMA background, but it also, you know, lends itself to how big of a star she herself is. A year ago, people would scoff and snicker if you said that, you know, Ronda Rousey or any woman probably was going to be headlining pay-per-views and be in the hottest feud in the company. But here we are today. Look, her feud with Becky Lynch has helped elevate Becky Lynch. Charlotte beating her down with the kendo stick has helped elevate Charlotte in turn. So I don't think that you can, you know, cast shade or anything on how valuable Ronda Rousey is. I think it's quite remarkable, really, what she's been able to do in such a short time. She was the de facto main eventer of WrestleMania this year, in most ways, I would say. So
basically. Listen, I didn't vote for Ronda Rousey for Wrestler of the Year.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, but I mean, some people may have. Yeah, I voted for both of us, Tom. I voted for us for Tag Team of the Year. I voted for my match with Marco as Match of the Year. I voted for myself for Best Brawler because of the Marco match. I voted for you for Most Improved. I'm trying to think of anything else. That was, of course, pre and post Chop and Roll Express.
You're a better brawler than me.
We'll talk. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, boys. How are you? Happy, Merry Christmas.
I didn't say Tom, fighter. I said brawler. Go ahead.
Well, Brian, I'm glad you're over the couch thing. You let him back on the radio. You know, okay. I thought it'd be a few months before.
I'm not over it, but I'm a professional.
It's penance.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he's going to be on every show for a while.
Gotcha. I wanted to ask you, WrestleMania weekend question. Is there any information as far as what you're doing, Brian? I just recently bought my front row tickets to come out and see you in Jersey. My wife and I will be there to support you and whatnot. Any news coming out? What's going on with Marco Stunt and whatnot?
As far as I know, I don't think Marco's going to be ready. So right now, literally, it's Filthy and I against nobody.
Yeah.
So.
Wow, okay.
Hey, listen, we got an open contract here. Whoever wants to step up.
Yeah, I know you guys haven't mentioned it a while, so I was thinking maybe the Rock and Roll will come back around, or you know somebody.
Of the problem is until January 1st, not even just January 1st, but like everything's changing around the first of the year. I'm not saying that we were going to wrestle the Young Bucks, by the way. That absolutely was never even brought up. But my point is like we won't know till post January, February who's even available. So it could be a while, but trust me, you'll get your front row tickets. You'll get your money's worth. Back in a moment with Dr. Lucha, Wrestling Observer Live.
Hi, it's Ron Barn. With the holidays and Christmas upon us, if you're looking for a gift that keeps on giving, I've got a great suggestion. Give them a MyPillow. I just got one, and I love it. I'm sleeping better and longer, and I'm more rested. Check it out. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Christmas special, and you'll get the lowest price MyPillow ever offered for their 4-pack, and it includes free shipping. And we all know how important free shipping is, especially during the holiday season. And just to make sure you're happy, MyPillow has extended its 60-day money-back guarantee through March 1st. So if you want to give someone a gift that keeps on giving, or if you want a more restful night's sleep, go to MyPillow.com and enter my promo code BARR. That's B-A-R-R to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 to-go-anywhere pillows. Remember, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Christmas special, and enter my promo code BARR. You'll be glad you did. Happy holidays.
Purchase 5 quarts of Valvoline MaxLife high-mileage motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for the same price as Valvoline conventional, just $26.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Extend the life of your engine with Valvoline MaxLife. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win at predictsports.tv.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. The Doctor of Lucha is here. For the break, we had a caller asking about matches for Mania Weekend. One man who will be available WrestleMania Weekend will not be signed to any other promotion, to the best of my knowledge, is in fact Dr. Lucha. Also, David Arquette, although he has repeatedly ducked me because he's a big-time superstar, one way or the other we'll get somebody. What's going on, Dr. Lucha?
Hey, not much. You should also mention Luke Perry's kid.
Who's Luke Perry's kid?
The Jungle Boy. Jungle Boy Nate Coy.
Jungle Boy?
Yes, my pick to click for next year.
What's a pick to click?
A pick to click. I did that with Rush before and Barro Cavernario, and I've missed a lot more than I've hit, but I've hit a couple ones. Picking somebody that's real early in their career and expecting the breakout year to happen when it happens.
So you're comparing Luke Perry's son to Rush and the caveman?
In the caveman, yeah.
Really?
In this stage of his career. We have all seen people flame out with great promise, and we've all seen people come out of nowhere. But every time I watch him, he is fabulous at getting himself over. He's obviously very young, but he's got a great calling card. He has got a great attitude. And, you know, just it's the same thing I saw when I saw Barbaro Cavernario. You know, he was way out in left field, his gimmick, nobody else was doing it. And though that's not completely true with Jungle Boy, he is kind of way out in left field, but hey, he's even already also worked for Ultimo Dragon down in Mexico.
Really? All right,
yes.
I'll check it out.
A world traveler.
I'll check it out.
He hasn't yet wrestled for the UWA tag team titles, though, yet.
No, he has not.
Who's Luke Perry?
Oh, get out of here, Mike. Come on.
Tom.
Usually only Mike says stuff like that. That's why I couldn't help myself.
As the good Lord is my witness, back in 93, I was rooming with somebody in Santa Monica, and he went to an audition on 90210. And as soon as he was done, he said, "You passed the audition, but you're 6'3", and we can't use you."
Oh, man, if only I'd been around.
It's going to be 90210 this kid.
It was a short cast.
Okay, let's talk about some let's talk about some Lucha here, Dr. Lucha. L.A. Park in the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame. Ultimo Guerrero not in there. I was disgusted when I heard that.
Well,
your thoughts on who went in and didn't.
I got to tell you, everybody who I had talked to on the subject, which is not a lot of people, but everybody who I talked to had assured me that this was the year that L.A. Park, you know, there were a variety of new reasons why people were going to vote for L.A. Park, and it turned out to be exactly the case. But how many years have you and I been on this show where we've said, or I've said, or a lot of people have said that he deserved to get in? It's strange that it happens one year and not another's, but when you work and expose yourself to a wider audience, I guess that's the key thing. And that's the key thing that Ultimo Guerrero is just, you know, he works some America, but not a lot. And Park is on a roll. In fact, he's going to be at WrestleMania weekend himself.
That's right. What do you mean Ultimo does not work a lot? I mean, what would that have to do with anything? Because it's supposed to be like
votes per region,
yeah, right?
Yeah, well, it's votes per region, but you also get an idea of who's an international star, and people in Mexico have, in all sports and in all ways, with the exception of soccer, they look at America as like the big brother, and if somebody can be a success there, they get a lot more credit than you would think just for, being a success in El Norte. And that's what Park has kind of, I don't want to drill this in the ground, but, you know, he had a bad taste from his WCW days as a comedian and the chairman and the dancer and all that stuff. And I think he's come back and erased that image in some of the voters' eyes this year as just a badass. And as we see by the increase in votes he got, it was just the thing to put the straw to break the camel's back and get a lot of people to vote for him.
So as far as like the other names on the ballot, or not
really
on the ballot.
Disappointment. Yeah.
Yes. How could he not go in?
Well, there's a logjam. There's a lot of people that want to go. I mean, this was the year Viano III died, and you presume that you're going to get some kind of a bump with when, you know, it's your death year, and it was recent. I mean, it was, you know, just before voting season started that he passed away, and so you kind of expected that maybe he would get more votes than even he did. But I wouldn't be surprised if the people who look at this as a very elite and exclusive Hall of Fame and did not vote for 10 people in every category, but maybe just vote for two or three, might have thrown some votes, you know, first to L.A. Park and then to Viano III.
Hmm.
So
rough.
Enough that both of them, you know, got a considerable amount, but neither one got in.
Phil, do you have any comments on the Hall of Fame? Who are you most disgusted to not go in?
Oh, you know the answer
besides,
to that.
Besides the obvious, Kiyoshi Tamura.
That's it. That's the answer right there. Kiyoshi Tamura, one of the best workers of all time in a style that unfortunately has left us in many ways.
Except in our matches.
I guess it was cool to see L.A. Park go in because he jumped me a few weeks ago in the parking lot and in a backstage segment. So, you know, I guess that's always cool. As a
so you're going to get a chance to wrestle L.A. Park.
I was going to wrestle L.A. Park, actually, I believe, until I had that broken hand incident.
Oh.
So, yeah. So I'm going to have a chance, yeah, to step in there against L.A. Park. I hope one day. It won't be WrestleMania weekend because he's going to be taking on Rush. A little side note. I think I heard Rush tell somebody that it doesn't matter if it's Rush or Rush. He doesn't really care.
Good.
I think that's true. Yeah. Just pay the money to come see him.
Yeah. Us Mexicans don't care about the proper pronunciation. It's however you want to say it.
Yes, B-R-I-A, Brian, yes.
Yeah, I don't care about that. I've spelled my own name wrong before. All right, tell us about Raul Mata.
Raul Mata was one of the legends of L.A. wrestling. He didn't do, and he was big, much bigger in the U.S. than he was in Mexico. He did hold the national light heavyweight championship. This was something I was looking at like no less an hour ago, and sure enough, work has gotten in the way, and I forgot what I read. He's held the national light heavyweight championship, and he was a star there, but nothing like he was in the U.S. He was as successful. Not quite at Enrique Torres level, but about in El Romero Mascaras level, but at the next level below that, and could draw and was from probably after the death of Medico Asesino in 1960 in Texas until Mil Mascaras came along, a lot of people in Mexico were kept in matches with each other, and they kind of broke through and had not only matches with each other and matches with Gordman and Goliath and whatever, but they had they were pushed as just another guy in the territory and not as necessarily as the Mexican star coming in. He was also reputed to be as one of the nicer guys that you would meet with a lot of patience and willing to sign the last autograph and that sort of thing.
Well, obviously we got to talk about a little bit from the year past and the year ahead. I mean, not a lot of time to do a year in review, but what was the most notable story out of Lucha in 2018? Was it LA Park and Rush falling apart?
I would have to say that was probably the biggest surprise, and it probably is the biggest story. I mean, I thought, personally, and nobody else has brought this up, so I'm way out in left field on a limb here, but I thought the fact that the AAA mega champion who headlined, in Triple Mania, working for CMLL and ending up doing a job for Cavernario in the Leyenda tournament was, just completely mind-blowing to me. That's unexplainable that one national promotion would just, you know, let their champion go job in another promotion to a star, but certainly not the lead star on either side of the fence. And I thought AAA and CMLL wrestlers switching promotions and working with each other, I actually thought that was the biggest story of the whole year. Then it was L.A. Park and Rush, and I'm not quite sure where it fell apart. It's the more I look at it, and, you know, you talk to people, and nobody knows but Paco and those two. But they kind of might have been, like, suggesting something to Paco when they knew it was going to be a year or more before that match could be run.
Now, the year upcoming, obviously, we don't have the Carnival at Arena Mexico anymore. That's sad.
No. Well, you know, there's a carnival in, like, in politics. There's a carnival in, there's all sorts of things going on in real life to take away from, you know, there are crazy stories in Mexico if you need it.
So what do we have coming up?
You know, the Mexico promotions have long kind of followed the soccer season, and they try and especially in the winter, there's a realization that around Christmas time and between the end of the winter season and the start of the spring season, that there will be a little less interest and people will be going to their ancestral homes and won't be around for big stories. So CMLL is running like a jobber's hair and mask match next week.
Are we in that, Tom?
Sounds right up my alley.
Oh, don't, you guys. It's way down there on the employment scale. It would be amazing that if this weren't, you know, Mexico, where they've done it year after year after year, you would think in this age where so many, they have access to so many people, virtually anybody in any promotion anymore, that they would actually be running a mask and a hair match amongst opening match guys and bad opening match guys. Ugh. Pretty much. So I suspect, actually, the funny thing is I really expect this to be the year where CMLL, when we look back, we're going to say this: they decided what to do with Atlantis. They're either going to run him one or two more years and set up for the final major giant mask match they have for him and then send him off into the sunset, win or lose. I have no idea if he'll win or lose. He'll have some say-so in that. But I suspect that's what we're going to see, that they're going to determine what they do. And if not, then we might actually end up with a Russian L.A. Park scenario.
What do you think they should do? Should he lose his mask?
If I were him, no. He's the ultimate baby face. And there's a certain level, Santo, Demon, Kinect, where people with a lot of ego but also with a lot of legend status think it's better to die with a mask on than to have cashed it out.
Yeah. I just look back at, like, the loss at WrestleMania of The Undertaker. Mm-hmm. And when I think about, like, what they wanted to do, like, The Undertaker loses to Brock. Brock is, like, the guy that ended the streak. And then Roman beats Brock, and Roman Reigns ends up, like, the new face of the promotion. I mean, if that would have all worked out and Roman Reigns would have become, like, the next John Cena, Steve Austin, whatever, it would have been worth it. But, like, looking back now 4 years at how everything panned out, it's like, man, they shouldn't have beaten that guy. Oh, well, too late.
And that is the feeling a lot of the old-timers have, is that the money is fine unless they are just desperate otherwise. They've put in 35 years to be legendary, and they're going to stay that way.
Well, there you go. So what's the next big show?
There, in March will be a Rey de Reyes in AAA, and in March, which less than, you know, 2.5 months away, will be the second biggest show in CMLL, Dos Leyendas. And excuse me for sniffling, I have a little cold. They have all sorts of things that CMLL has put off to the side that they could run with Dos Leyendas. More than you can speculate. They have just all sorts of things on it. But, you know, as we have seen time and again in UFC and other promotions, if you have something in front of you that can actually draw,
you got to do it.
Too long, you're going to blow it. I would just go ahead and run Rush in LA Park now. You know, draw the first $2 million.
Well, actually, hold on. We got to head to a break. But back in a moment with more on that. Observer Live.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler, who is not Mike Sempervivi, is joining us as well. The Doctor of Lucha is here. And let's finish off that thought, Dr. Lucha, and then the plugs.
Yeah, well, they're on a roll. And when you've got something, I mean, how many times have we seen things blow up in all sorts of fighting sports that you've build up something, and even if you go away from it, you still got a chance to run it. And you've got a big show, and everybody's expecting something big, and I'd say go ahead and run it and get their $2 million gate out of it.
Well, we'll see.
Park's willing to sell his mask. Rush will come out in favor, and that could set up Rush Atlantis next year for, like, the biggest match in the history of Mexico.
Well, let's get some plugs in, and then we'll talk about this more in the coming weeks, as you'll be on the show, hopefully weekly, in 2019.
Well, after January 1st, things get better at work, more staff, things look good. So 2019 preview this week. Short but sweet plug. I'm looking forward to actually a little bit wordier than usual article. But from Crash to Lucha Underground, AAA, CMLL, what we can expect in the next year.
And, man, Filthy Tom Lawler's at Filthy Tom Lawler on Twitter, and he's got a bunch of stuff up there, including upcoming dates. Actually, he doesn't have any upcoming dates, but I'm sure they're going to be up there, right, Tom?
I do have something to announce, Brian. It was announced last night on Twitter, actually.
Oh, God.
January 31st, myself against Ken Shamrock.
I just saw that. Holy smokes. Ultimate Bar Brawl. January 31st in Atlanta. Filthy Tom Lawler versus Ken Shamrock. I got to be there in your corner for that one, Tom.
Also fighting low-key for the MLW World title 2 days later.
Oh, my God. What a week. Well, hey, best of 2019 to both of you. Thanks, of course, Dr. Lucha, Filthy Tom Lawler. Got a lot of great stuff at WrestlingObserver.com, so head over there and check that out. And that's it, everybody. We're out of here. We'll talk to you again after a while.